It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to business. Little football. We can't leave you an hour without some football. David, what do you have? And in a plot twist, David's white. Or it's Kenny. What's going on? Okay.
That's a live look in on David behind the
David's
glass
vocal cords. He had a pastor conference. He was delivering speeches and singing. Vocal cords are not in a good place today. So, Kenny Cop.
There could be other reasons for that, I'm sure, too. David was on vacation. There you go. So here's
a Christmas baby.
All right, keep it moving, please.
We'll all know in a few months. We'll see. All right, so football, the NFL will start with the this is good news for all of us. I think we're all on the same page with this. Let me know if we're not. But there's been more progress towards banning the tush push.
Yes.
At the NFL, the competition committee said that the subject is expected to be contested at league meetings this week.
It should be. It's not a football play. And while I don't disagree that not everybody runs it as well as the Eagles run it, it's not a football play. This is not a rugby scrum. It's football. If you want to run a QB sneak, I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with 17 people pushing the quarterback. For me, it's never been a football play, but he's going to go nuts over here, no. So leave me out of it.
Kenny, honestly, I don't think it should be banned because it is a football play. And Philly does it better than everybody else. Everybody has the right to go out there and do the play. Buffalo has tried. Kansas City has tried. Other teams have tried, and they failed miserably. Philly puts in the work. They put in the time. It's unstoppable. Don't care. Okay? Just because you have an advantage, you can't ban something. Okay? You can't ban a Patrick Mahomes. He's just better than everybody else. Plain and simple. An onside kick ain't really a football play. A Hail Mary ain't really a football play. It's something you see every now and then in a game along with this. So I hope that it gets shot down because to me, show me where all these injuries happen because of this play.
It's not about the injuries. Because it's about the spirit of the game.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rico, to you, this is like the new torpedo bat.
Torpedo bats!
It's technically allowed. It's within the confines of the rules.
It's just a better built bat.
I'm for people figuring out, okay, you know what? This is within the rules. I'm going to do this.
Like the opposite of what Michigan football does.
They go outside of the rules. The opposite of that.
So I hope that it does.
I just knew David couldn't respond. It was just a joke. Relax.
It'll just be very quiet.
I expect it to get shot down because to me, it's the NFL saying, what?
Next.
Next, Tyreek Hill. There's a rumor going around that he would be okay if the Dolphins traded him to a playoff contender. He quickly retweeted that rumor out and said, LOL, another false narrative. What do you make about the Tyreek Hill saga?
Rico, go ahead.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, I don't think he's happy. I think he got his money. I think he thought that, you know what, it's going to be great down here in Miami, and it's not. And he's saying it's going to be a while before I ever get a chance to win another Super Bowl. I think he's kind of almost Kardashian-like. He's putting the rumors out there only to say, who's putting these rumors out here? Well, it's you, Tyreek.
He's also gotten slower. I mean, he had major dip in the high-end speed last year. I know, multiple quarterbacks. I'd be very nervous as a Miami fan, and I wouldn't rush to the altar to trade for him either. Go ahead, Kenny.
He also, David, just quietly informed me that Tyreek Hill also retweeted something else with just a peace sign emoji. So what that could possibly mean, I have no idea.
I leave that to the social media people. I have no idea. I don't care.
I think it means largely nothing. Aaron Rodgers update. He did have a workout with DK Metcalf. He also said, Mike Tomlin said it was a productive day. What do you make about the Aaron Rodgers, the latest?
I'm tired of it.
There's two choices, Steelers or retire. Right?
Yeah, just sign the contract. I mean, what are we doing? You've already done the test drive. You've already come to town. What does Aaron want to take the car for the weekend now? Sign the damn contract, start practicing with the players, or go to Brazil and poop your pants all night, doing whatever you do with the whole ayahuasca. I'm tired of it, but I would leave it to Pastor Pittsburgh over there.
Well, Mike, you know what? I feel like my team is absolutely horrible.
Now I'm doing a show with Izzo.
And I don't know why I do this.
Well, you see, Rico. All right. No, but you know what? I would say, or
if Kohler would get on the boards.
Or door C, maybe, just maybe. I still think he's waiting to see what happens in Minnesota.
They're out.
No. They said they were out as of now. Come on. Like teams haven't changed their minds.
You know what he's doing? He's doing the Tom Brady retirement thing all over again. You are going to wait until the last moment to give up.
Summer. You know what? August 1st, I'll finally, if he hasn't signed by then, because Mike, he hasn't signed because he's looking for something else. If it were just that easy, he would be a Steeler by now. Pittsburgh has done everything to accommodate this man, and he's still saying
no. And I think if he wanted Minnesota, the best thing he could have done is do what Brady did later in his career, take a pay cut.
And I think he wanted Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota wanted him. I think Minnesota is still contemplating, do we want to waste JJ?
Well, they just said that their interest in Rodgers is not a shot on JJ. That was their latest deal today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we'll stick with the Steelers over there. Mike Florio suggested that if Rodgers does not work out there, you could be seeing Kirk Cousins as a Pittsburgh Steeler. Thoughts on that?
Be the personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
First time in my life, I think I will openly predict the Steelers would fall off a cliff. You cannot put Kirk Cousins in that offense.
I think that the offense would probably stay status quo, Mike. Kirk Cousins falls up. He's one of those people.
He's the Lane Kiffin
right.
of quarterbacks.
You can bet against him, but it won't work because somehow or another, that man is blessed and highly favored and will fall forward.
Now we've lost David.
That one was for you, David.
Oh, God. All right, let's go to Tennessee before David actually passes away back here. But Brian Callahan was impressed with Cam Ward's confidence, saying that I think it would be a good thing when you're in the conversation for the number one pick. There's a lot that comes with it to have fun with. It's a good thing. Is this posturing? Is this a normal thing that Brian Callahan's doing?
No, I think he's telling the truth. A franchise quarterback is priceless. I think they're telling the truth. And really, the story of the last couple of weeks has been you will have to overwhelm Tennessee to not take Cam Ward. I think once they went through due diligence, and it's not a shot at Rico, everyone can like the quarterbacks they like. I think teams have kind of figured out there's one quarterback worth taking in the top 10. And they've got the rights to take him, and they're going to take him. I don't think he's BSing. That's just me.
What did he say?
All right, thank you.
Glad I could provide some value. Right. Thank you.
Let's go to the Buffalo Bills. They've been throwing out these new deals this offseason like they're Oprah. According to their GM, running back James Cook will not be getting one of those deals.
And why is that, David?
We do not pay running backs.
We don't pay running backs.
Oh, God. I wasn't that far off.
Look, it's the whole deal. You just give James Cook another 300 carries and then throw him in the garbage.
I mean, him going out there demanding to be the highest paid running back kind of told me you're not going to. Like, if this is where you're starting, yeah, there's no negotiation. Son, do you want to be a Bill or not? That's what it boils down to. Or we'll just franchise you and then throw you away.
And a last one here, the Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer still believes the team will get a deal done with Micah Parsons. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't sign anybody else worth the damn, so probably best practice. But the issue with Micah Parsons, it doesn't matter how long I have him for, I can't guarantee he won't cause a problem, demand a trade. But they're between a rock and a hard place, and I know we're up against it, so that is your football today, sans David's vocal.
What Mike said.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.